It's been 3 years since the biggest oil spill in Michigan, and the cleanup isn't done yet. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. 3 years ago today, an underground pipeline carrying tar sands oil to refineries near Detroit ruptured near Marshall, Michigan. The break went undetected overnight, allowing hundreds of thousands of gallons of thick oil to seep into the Kalamazoo River. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith has this update on the cleanup efforts.
On July 26, 2010, a call came into Jay Wesley's office in Plainwell that there'd been an oil spill.
We expected, you know, to see an overturned truck or something like that. It's typically what our spills are here, very minor.
Wesley and some of his coworkers at the Department of Natural Resources Fishery Division loaded into trucks and headed towards Marshall.
My first stop was actually at this bridge, and I could definitely tell it wasn't an overturned truck. Half the river was black.
Over the past 3 years, more than 1 million gallons of oil have been removed from the river. Standing only 3 miles from where the pipeline burst, Wesley says he's impressed how quickly nature has bounced back here.
It definitely amazes me. It was totally devastating to see it the first weeks and months after the spill, because there was visible oil everywhere. To now, when you canoe it, you probably will hardly even tell. And the fish communities are still there. The bugs are coming back. The turtles are still there. So it does show that it is a resilient system, and it does heal itself over time.
You can't see any obvious signs of an oil spill from here on shore. But federal regulators estimate there's still more than 100,000 gallons of oil on the river bottom. So I loaded up in a canoe with Paul Mikowski to see if we could find any. Mikowski is with the Calhoun County Health Department.
Okay, that right there is milepost marker 3.25, which means that we're 3.5 miles from the release site.
Mikowski lands the canoe every so often, sticks an oar deep to the bottom to see if we can get any light blue oily sheen to float to the top of the water.
A little bit further.
Cattails there?
Nope.
It took about an hour, but in a quiet bend.
Did you find anything?
Sheen! Yeah. HD! Got a little sheen.
The sheen is thin and disappears within seconds. This is one of the areas where federal regulators have ordered Enbridge to dredge up the river bottom to remove the flecks of tar sands oil that are mixed in with the river sediment. Regulators say the dredging will remove at least 12,000 more gallons of oil. The rest of the oil will slowly get removed with sediment traps over time, or it'll stay where it is. Enbridge spokesman Jason Mancham says it's cost the company almost $1 billion to clean up the spill so far.
You know, I would love to say that we have done the following 10 items that will assure there are no leaks again. I would love to tell you that, but I can't. I mean, we're dealing with mechanical equipment. And anytime you deal with mechanical equipment, there is a chance for some sort of failure.
Mancham says a new, bigger pipeline Enbridge is constructing will have better safety functions than the old pipeline that broke. He says that'll minimize the risk of a leak happening again. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.
You can see photos of Lindsay's trip on the river on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.